Remember Lot's wife. How important it is that we guard our hearts in these increasingly evil days. How important it is that we do not let the cares of this world overtake us. Christians are warned of this attitude in many places in Scripture, passages connected with the return of the Lord Jesus for the church, passages connected with the Christian walk and spiritual godly living, passages connected with fruit bearing and growing into the likeness of Christ. We are warned not to be entrapped with the excesses of this world. We are warned not to be overcharged with the cares of this life. We are warned that fruitlessness comes from the choking thorns of life's anxieties. I recently read a little story from a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust. He wrote, "When I came out of school one day, aged 13, my mother was standing with a small bag and told me not to ask any questions and not to make any fuss, for we were to go on a long journey. She took me to the railway station in Berlin, where we met other family members. We never said anything to each other, but all of us got on the train, just carrying our own small hand baggage and nothing else. We got on the Orient Express and went to Istanbul. From there we went to Palestine and managed to get in under the British mandate. Yes, they escaped, because they left everything that belonged to them behind. Every single possession they had was abandoned as they fled the country. They knew the signs of the times and unquestioningly obeyed the urgent call. Not one single thing did they take with them. They left it all to save their lives." Years later, his aunt, a British citizen, returned to Berlin to her extensive property. She argued that her citizenship would protect her. Her property was hers to reclaim. She was never heard of again. She died in a German concentration camp. Remember Lot's wife, we are warned. It was the Lord himself who singled out Lot's wife in the context of his return. Her heart was divided. She had adopted a greedy attitude, the capitalistic attitude of Sodom. Oh, that woman had been wonderfully saved, and yet she lost her life. The materialistic spirit of the age was rife in the time of Lot's wife, as it is today. I believe she is a physical example of a spiritual reality. We lose this life to gain life in the coming kingdom of Christ. Or we gain in this life, which causes us to lose in the next. Oh, I believe this is a very serious and solemn warning for each of us today. As we bemoan the passing of our excessive lifestyles, some look back in hunger. But it is not the chaff of this life that we should be seeking, but the bread of life. It is not the broken cisterns of this world that satisfy, but the river of life. Cares of this world can choke spiritual growth and tarnish our walk with the Lord. Entrapment in the excesses of this life can disenfranchise our future inheritance. How important it is that we hold material possessions very lightly in this life.